Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. To God be the glory for the great, wonderful, and mighty things he is doing in our lives. Happy New Year. Glory be to God. We are in the 2013 season, and I know that God has a wonderful year ahead of you. That song said, anoint me, Lord. You have an anointing to do what you need to do concerning your life and allowing God to get the glory out of that life. Amen. He has anointed you. The Bible says there's an anointing that can destroy and break every yoke. So whatever you're yoked up with, I believe that God has anointed you to destroy it. My name is Pastor Anthony Simmons. I am here with my wife, Rebecca Simmons, and the New Creation Church Ministries. We welcome you to our midweek service. We believe that there's a word from the Lord for you. We had a powerful watch night service. God spoke. God got the glory in the name of Jesus. He gave me a word that was contagious Christians with unshakable faith. And I declare that over your life today, that you, like the disease spread when someone is contagious, the thing that you have as a believer, God wants that thing to spread so people can want what you have. And we want you to become contagious and become on fire for the things of God and become a catalyst to win souls for the kingdom of Almighty God. Because in this season, your faith, like my faith, will be tested. And that's why we need that unshakable faith. And I believe that the word that's going to come through our Pastor Rebecca Simmons on today is going to just add to your arsenal of weapons to create that unshakable faith that you need to do what you need to do for God. So we thank God for you today as we move forward. Amen. After this next praise and worship song, you're going to hear a word from the Lord through our own Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and it's going to bless you, it's going to bless me, it's going to bless the body of Christ. So text someone, tweet someone, email someone, give them this phone number and say there's a word that's going to set this year on the right path for you. So I thank God for you. As you tuned in today, you're going to be blessed. Amen. To God be the glory. So after this next song of praise and worship, you will hear from our pastor, Prophet Rebecca Simmons. Amen.
I'm chasing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. More and more, I'm chasing after you. Hallelujah. Lord, we're chasing after you. Hallelujah. We're chasing after you, oh God. As a deer panteth for the waters, oh God, so our souls long after you. We are chasing after you, oh God. We need you, Lord. We need you. Hallelujah. We need you, Lord. More than our necessary bread, we need you on today, and we are chasing after you. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. We worship you, God. We magnify your name. You are worthy, oh God. Lord, worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We declare that there is none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We have searched all over and couldn't find nobody. Hallelujah. We search high and low, oh God, and still could not find nobody. Hallelujah. There is nobody greater, oh God. There is no one able, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To do for us what you do for us, oh God. Hallelujah. It's already done. We thank you, Lord, that it's already done. That you already stepped into the middle of our tomorrow and worked that thing out, God. Hallelujah. While we were trying to figure it out, you already stepped into tomorrow and worked it out, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah. And we continue to press. Hallelujah. Forgetting those things which are past, oh God, those things from yesterday. But God, we continue to press forward towards for the prize of the high calling of Christ Jesus that is on our lives, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, God, and we magnify your name, and we are chasing after you, God. Hallelujah. We're not chasing after man. We're not chasing after prestige, oh God, but we're chasing after you. Yeah. Hallelujah. Have your way, God. Oh, God, in our lives, we surrender all. Have your way. Hallelujah. We surrender all to you, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise him. He's worthy. God is worthy. I'm telling you, he's worthy of the praise. He's worthy of the glory. God is worthy of the honor. There's nobody greater. There's none like him. Hallelujah. I just got to praise bubbling over in my spirit. I feel like praising him. Hallelujah. Anybody feel like praising him? Hallelujah. Anybody feel like giving God the glory? Anybody feel like thanking him for another day in the land of the living? This is the day that he has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We will enter his gates with thanksgiving. We will enter his courts with praise. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. My. Hallelujah. God is good and he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. This is a good day. It is a good day to be alive. And I'm just thanking God for the opportunity to come forth with his word. Amen. Grab your swords. Grab your Bibles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn with me to the book of Esther. Esther chapter 4. Esther chapter 4, hallelujah, God is just so good. He's so good. I love him, I love him, I love him, amen. We thank you, hallelujah, for joining us. We are so blessed to be, my God, you know, on Blog Talk Radio, having service on this afternoon, amen, hallelujah. Just moving forward by faith. How many of you know that the just shall walk by faith? My God, we live by faith. We walk by faith, not by what we see, not by what we see. See, don't walk by what you see. God wants to, my God, exhort you on today to walk not by what you see, but by what God has said. Hallelujah. What has God said concerning that situation that you're facing? What has God said concerning 2012? What has God said concerning 2013? What has God said? And then not just what has he said, but what is he saying to you? I'm here to tell you today that God is still speaking. Hallelujah. God is still speaking. And there's a word from the Lord on today. Esther chapter 4, verse 10. I'll be reading 10 through 17. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Again, Esther spake unto Hatak and gave him commandment unto Mordecai, all the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces. Do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come unto the king into the inner court, who is not called, there is one law of his to put him to death. Except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter, that he may live. But I have not been called to come in unto the king these 30 days. And they told to Mordecai Esther's words. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer, go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. So Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther had commanded him. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name, Lord. We worship you and we magnify your name on today. God, you are worthy. You are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, Lord. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Just because of who you are, we magnify your name. We exalt your name on high on today, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for this service. We thank you for your people who are gathered here on today, God. I ask, Father God, that you use me for your glory. Let me speak a word, Father God, into the atmosphere, Father God, that there will shift the lives of the people who are assembled to hear this word, Father God. Let not one word spoken, Father God, by me, your prophet, fall to the ground, oh God. You have given me utterance, and my ears are open to hear what you have to say, even as I go forth to impart this word unto your people on today. So speak, Lord. Speak, speak. Have your way, have your way, have your way in this service. Save souls, change lives, set the captives free, encourage the discouraged, Father God. Father God, give power to those who are feeling powerless. And Father God, more faith to those who are without hope on today. Oh God, heal the sick. Oh God, open the eyes of the blind. Let those who are deaf hear you, oh God, and let the mute speak, oh God. And at the end of this time, we will be ever so careful as your Holy Spirit, precious Holy Spirit, moves with power during this service. We will be ever so careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the precious, matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we pray. And let the church say, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to speak to you today on the topic of the sermon. The name of my sermon today is Step Up to It. Step up to it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Step up to it. Many would say, step up to the plate, my God. Get the bat in your hands. Put your eye on the ball, my God, and begin to take a swing at what God has called you to do. It's time to step up to it. It's time to take a swing at the enemy, my God. It's time to take a swing at the head of the devil, my God. It's time to put up your spiritual dukes and begin to fight this fight that we're in, knowing that the battle truly is not ours, but the battle belongs to the Lord. Hallelujah. Knowing that victory is already yours. Somebody say, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Yeah, yeah. We sometimes have to slip into a song and begin to rejoice and dance and begin to shout as we sing that old gospel song, the victory is indeed mine. And I told Satan to get ye behind me, because victory is mine. Hallelujah. As we are in this first week of 2013, looking back at 2012, looking at some of the battles that we fought, and looking at some of the battles that we won. My God, hallelujah. Looking at the victories, and not only being able to count, like Pastor Anthony preached on, even on New Year's Eve, that many were counting down to the new year, but he declared that he was counting his blessings, huh? My God, it's time for us to begin to count our blessings and not look at everything that is wrong, but begin to praise God for everything that is right. Begin to praise God that we are yet still in the land of the living. Begin to praise God that we still have the use of our vocal cords. We must begin to praise God that we are able to see out of these here two eyes, they said, in the front of our face, that we have our five senses intact, that we have the power of the Holy Spirit to lead us in the path of righteousness for God's name's sake. Hallelujah. Not for the sake of man and not for our own vain glory, but for the sake of God, that we are able, hallelujah, to walk and talk and move, and to have the movement of our limbs, to be able to raise our hands in the air and wave them like we just don't care, knowing that we have cast our cares upon the Lord, not worrying about what tomorrow is going to bring, but having faith in the fact that God is with us, and never will he leave us, or nor will he forsake us, because he is always with us. So we can rejoice in knowing that we serve that kind of God, the kind of God that is always with us. Yea, even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil, because we know that God is with us, and that God is faithful. He's faithful. I'm here to encourage you today to step up to it. Step up to every new day. Step up to this new year. Hallelujah. Not worrying, not fretting about what tomorrow is going to bring. But trusting God and seeking first the kingdom of God. Did I say seek first the kingdom of God? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, knowing that everything else is going to be added unto you. Hallelujah. Some of y'all been worrying. You've been worrying too much. You've been fretting, even because of evildoers, even because of your haters. I heard that word so much in 2012. Don't worry about your haters. My God, I'm here again, declaring the creed. Don't worry about your haters. My God, fret not, the Bible tells us, because of evildoers. My God, because they will waste away like chaff, my God, and be cast into the fire. Hallelujah. Don't worry about your haters. Come on. Watch it. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, these three Hebrew boys, as they were refusing to bow. Refusing to bow to the golden statue of King Nebuchadnezzar. When they refused to bow, when they refused to bend, then the king tried to break them, my God, by threatening to throw them into the fire. And the king said to them, what God is going to deliver you now? In other words, the king was challenging the power of our God, the power of their God. Who's going to bring you out of this situation? How are you coming up out of this? And they looked at the king and they said, oh, king, my God, I can imagine them saying, king, you don't have a clue as to the God that we serve. You don't know the power of our God. You don't know the power of the one true God. You don't know that God is able to do all things but fail. Who am I talking to out there? You got to know that. You got to begin to get that look on your face. They must have had a little smirk on their face looking at the king with their head tilted to the side saying, really? Seriously, you really think that you can scare us and make us bow? You know what? Our God shall deliver us. And if he doesn't, even if he doesn't, it does not mean that he's not able. But just in case he decides to allow us to perish in this fire, you got to know that we will not bow. My God, my God, there are many of you who refused to bow on last year. There are many of you who refused to bow today. This is the day, my God, that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that God is challenging you to step up to it, to step up to the challenge, to step up to the call, to step up to all that he's called you to be, do, and have. It's time to step up to your blessings. It's time to step up to it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is time. It's time to step up. Step up to it. We got to annihilate in this season the spirit of procrastination. Procrastination. I'm looking at Esther, hallelujah, Esther in the Bible text, and Esther is, and she has a quandary, she has a dilemma, and she's trying to decide here if she wants to stay in her comfortable place as queen in the castle, in the kingdom, as queen in the king's house, if she wants to stay in her comfortable place where she had people at her beck and call. She had service and she had everything that she needed. And she was at a place and a position of power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She was in a position of prestige and she was in a position of privilege. And Esther was in a comfort zone. Anybody know what I'm talking about? But God wants to get you out of your comfort zone. Just like he came to Esther, began to pull her coat and say, wait a minute, baby girl, you've gotten a little bit comfortable here, but you don't realize that perhaps you're in the kingdom for such a time as this. And God had Mordecai come and tell Esther, Esther, don't get too comfortable. Don't get too comfortable. I need you to realize that you're where you are because of this very moment. You are where you are for such a time as this. God has positioned you and put you in the kingdom for such a time as this. And that's what God is saying to you on today, that where you're walking is not an accident. What you're going through is not a mistake. You might say, well, this is not, Esther was comfortable when she had service and she was privileged and she had a position of prestige and she had a husband who was the king. And here I am, a single woman, a single man. Here I am, even married, but going through some misery and some trouble in my marriage. Here I am in a tight spot. My money has been acting kind of funny and my children have been acting like they want to go crazy. They acting like they don't have the good sense God gave them. And my boo is talking about breaking up with me because they need a new, fresh start. And my friends have turned their back on me. And there are people in the church that are stabbing me, not just in my back, but in my heart. And I'm hurting right now, and I'm struggling right now. And yeah, I stepped up to the plate. Preacher, what are you talking about? I'm doing what God has called me to do, but I'm being challenged. I'm being challenged at every angle. It seems like every which way I turn, I'm walking into trouble. It seems like Murphy's Law is following me, that everything that can go wrong has gone wrong. And it seems like those haters that you're talking about, they're coming out of the woodwork. And it's not even the people that I thought would betray me, but people that I went to church with and people that I praise God with and people that I share my secrets with, it, and even my own husband and my own wife, and even that person that I thought was the one, and it turns out that they're not the one, and I'm struggling right here. And then, preacher, I need you to help me out because I'm struggling. You're telling me to step up to it, and I've stepped up to it to the best of my ability. Now I've been trying to lose this weight, and every time I turn around, I get into this emotional eating where I just find myself binging, and I try to bring my body into subjection. I try to discipline myself, but it just seems like I'm playing a losing hand, and I need some help here. And some of you, that is your cry today, and that is your call today. And God is still sitting here to tell you to step up to it. Step up to it. In other words, you're where you are in the position that out for kingdom purposes. There's a reason for your struggle. There's a reason for the warfare. There's a reason for the strife. There's a reason that all of a sudden you were comfortable in that thing. And all of a sudden it's gotten quite uncomfortable. All of a sudden you find yourself squirming and you're not getting any rest at night and you can't sleep and God's waking you up in the middle of the night and you pray, but it just seems like that peace that surpasses all understanding is passing over you, and God is saying, keep pressing. My God, keep pressing. Step up to it, which means that you got to step it up.
Wow.
A few notches.
Wow.
My God. See, God is stretching you right now.
Wow.
See, some of y'all stepped out onto ministry and you're doing this thing, and the very people that said that they were going to be with you until the destiny was fulfilled for you and for your life and for your ministry, now they're the very people who have turned their backs on you.
Wow.
The very people that said, I love you, the very people that connected themselves to you spiritually, my God, are the very people now during this season that are walking away from you.
Wow.
My God, did my God tell you that every tree that bears fruit would be pruned? And even every tree that does not bear fruit would be pruned? See, God's just cutting some stuff away from you, baby. There's some people that you can't take into this next season. There's some attitudes that you can't take into this next season. There's some habits that you can't take into this next season. And that is a level, listen, hear me. Hear me real good right now. There is a level of comfortability that you cannot take with you in this next season. There's a level of comfortability that you cannot take with you in this next season. You are being stretched. You are being enlarged. You're being increased. Ha, ha, my God. You're being strengthened, my God, for the assignment, my God. And that's the first point. Assignment. There is assignment. There's an assignment. God wants you to step up to the assignment and the appointment that has been preordained for your life. The very beginning of time, since before the beginning of time. God, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it has already been established in heaven. God has established some things for you as you spend your time on this earth. He has already established and ordained some things for you from heaven. My God. And in order for you to step into the next realm, in order for you to walk in that purpose, you got to grow, baby. You have to increase. You have to grow. You got to leave some things behind. You got to step up to it, which means that you got to take some steps forward and stop moving backwards. You got to stop sliding to the side. That means stop backsliding, my God. Stop straddling the fence, my God, and say, God, I surrender. I surrender all. You have to get to the point in life where you don't care who's with you. You don't care who's against you, my God. You got to stop crying over spilled milk, crying over those people that walked away who am I talking to up in here. Stop crying over people that have walked away from you. Listen, if God pruned them, listen, if they walked away, that means God pruned them. If they walked away, that means God pruned them. They were not meant to go the whole distance with you. They were only meant to fulfill a certain purpose for a certain time frame. My God. And now God has moved them. Doesn't mean that it's bad. Because stop hating on people because they walk away. Stop getting mad at people because they walked away from you. Just keep loving them and thank them for the time that you had with them. What we had, we had. Nobody can take that away. But if you are not going to be a help to me in this season, you can only be a hindrance. Did you hear me? If they are not going to be a help to you in this season, and they are in your personal space, and they are telling you, I don't know if I'm going to stay or leave, then it's good for you to let them leave, because they can only be a hindrance, and that relationship that is good and that can continue to be good will turn bad, because you're trying to hold somebody to you that does not want to be with you. My God, come on, y'all. Hallelujah. God has an assignment for you. Hallelujah. And it's time for you to step up to it. Stop being afraid. Stop looking at people to get people to validate the call of God that is on your life. Now, I'm not talking about your pastors, my God. If you have pastors, then yes, and you're feeling the call, yes, you want to go and say, God is calling me, and you pray your hope that they will validate that call. If you're walking with the Lord, chances are they will, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I'm talking about those people that you're giving them more significance than they really are entitled to in your life. You're giving them more power than they really deserve to have when it comes to you and the things of God and your divine purpose. I'm talking about those people that love you one minute and hate you the next. Those people who really can't appreciate you for who God has called you to be. Those people, I'm talking about those people. Let them go. Let them walk. Hallelujah. Love them. Jesus told the rich young ruler, you want to inherit the kingdom of God. So everything that you have. And this rich young ruler said, I got to go. He couldn't even say it, but he left. He walked away because he could not stand the thought of giving up everything for God. Giving up everything for Jesus. And the Bible says that Jesus did not run after. The Bible did not say that Jesus ran after this young man. But the Bible says that Jesus loved him and let him go. Hallelujah. And the same thing with the prodigal son. Daddy, give me my stuff. I'm ready for my inheritance. And the father gave him everything that was due him. And the prodigal son left the house and squandered everything, wasted everything. Hallelujah. Until he found himself down there wallowing with the pigs. And he had to come to his senses and go back to his father's house. He said, in my father's house, even the servants are living better than this. And God is saying there's some people that you got to let go. My mama taught me a long time ago, if you love somebody, let them go. If they're meant to be with you, they will come back. If they're not meant to be, then say la vie. You just love them and you let them go. Hallelujah. And that's what God wants you to do. And not only that, but God is even through this. I hear the Lord saying, it's time for you to come back to him with a new zeal. It's time for you to come back to the Lord with a new faith, fervor. See, God is saying to some of us, especially those of us who are working in ministry, that we have gotten zealous about the things of God, but we have forgotten our first love, and we've forgotten Jesus. We've forgotten how much we love him. We've forgotten how good he is. We've forgotten to not only praise him, but to worship him in spirit and in truth. We have forgotten that this whole life that we're living is about Jesus. We have forgotten the love of God burn in our hearts like that fire that will consume everything that is not like God. See, when you have the fire of the Lord burning in your heart, everything that is not like God will be purged from you, my God. And then you will be able to lay aside the weight, my God, and the sin, my God, that so easily besets you and presses and move forward, my God, into your purpose, and move forward with power, and step up to the plate, my God, with a new focus, not looking at to the left or to the right, but keeping your eyes, my God, stayed on Jesus.
Focus.
Yes. I need to encourage you. I'm trying to exhort you to keep your eyes stayed on Jesus. He is the author and the finisher of your faith. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the bright and morning star. He is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He is, my God, your all in all. The will in the middle of the will. The old saints used to say, the lily in the valley. Jesus, the lifter of your head. Keep your eyes and your mind fixed on Jesus. Stop looking at people. Don't get caught up in your circumstances. Don't get caught up in your immediate circumstances. Assignment and appointment. The second thing is alignment, my God. Alignment. Align yourself with the vision that's been revealed to you by the word of God. Align yourself with the vision. Align yourself with the assignment. My God, you can't line up your feet to do what God has called you to do until you line up your mind to do what God has called you to do. As a man thinketh in his heart,
come on,
so is he. My God, it's time for you to change, Pastor Priestess, on New Year's Eve. It's time for you to change the way you think. My God, change the way you think. Stop focusing outward and begin to focus upward and inward. My God, begin to focus on the throne. Begin to focus on the King. Begin to focus on the Lord. My God, begin to focus on the Holy Spirit. Begin to focus on the power within you. I'm here to tell you, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. What you focus on grows. You give power to what you give your attention to. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Esther had the opportunity
to
do a great work for God in deliverance of the Jews. And Mordecai reminded her, this opportunity, this open door is there. But, Pastor, one thing got me, Esther's situation was life or death. If the king didn't hand out the scepter, she could have died. But sometimes God is asking us, and it's not a life or death, it's pretty much a thing of obedience. So I just want to pray. I want you to pray because sometimes the fear overwhelms people. Sometimes their circumstances are overwhelming them. Sometimes it's simply the fact that they're miseducated in the things of God. So whatever their hindrance is, we realize that in many cases, people are not getting God results because they're not doing what God commanded them to do. And we're not talking about being under the law. We're not speaking legalism, but there are some things that are required of you. There's a standard of living. There's a standard of holiness. There's a standard of obedience and not rebellion to the things of God. So, Pastor, I want you to pray that certain yokes can be destroyed and broken over God's people.
Amen. Hallelujah. Wow, I'm looking at the chat room, Pastor, and I'm hearing that there was no sound. My God. Through the word in the chat room, and people said they also called in and there was no sound. Hallelujah. And my God, we are praying that the recording will come forth because that was a rhema word that the Lord had me release on today about stepping up to it. Amen. Hallelujah. And we defeat the devil. The devil is defeated on every turn. Hallelujah. I saw people. I don't look in the chat room while I'm preaching. Hallelujah. But hallelujah. But as I'm here, they said we were out for 10 to 15 minutes. Hallelujah. And God is still glorified. The devil, you know, and that just lets you know that the devil is definitely mad during the season. I just want to encourage you guys in the chat room and those who are on the phone lines that you have to continue to press, knowing that warfare is going to come. The warfare is going to come against you in a mighty way. But God has equipped you with everything that you need to defeat Satan. And now it's time for you, when I said step up to it, it's time for you to step up to the plate and stand in the face of the devil. As a matter of fact, just put him under your feet. Just go ahead and put him under your feet and declare that no weapon formed against you or your family, my God, shall prosper. Because Esther's position in the castle, in the palace, was for her, not only her, but her whole family, for the nation. And God, you have to realize that your purpose is for the nation. Whether it's working in the church or working as the pastor of a church, God has called you to nations, my God. And we have to not despise the position that God has put us in and know that God is going to get the glory out of our lives. So I'm here to tell you the word was assignment and appointment. Know that there's an assignment and appointment over your life. And then the second point was alignment. Align yourself up with that assignment and appointment and the people that God has set in position in your life to take you where he is taking you, my God, while you're here on this earth. And then the final word was agreement, amen, to agree with the word of God and agree with the will of God for your life and to begin to line your words up in agreement with what God has called you to be, do, and have while you're here operating in the earth realm. Know that no weapon formed against you can prosper. In the name of Jesus, I declare and decree victory over your life right now in the name of Jesus. And everything that the devil thought he could do is over. And we cut it off right now at the root in the name of Jesus. So the chat room is going to go out. I say God bless you to all of you in the chat room. Amen. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. Know that the devil is defeated. Amen. And keep us, yes, keep us covered in prayer, my God. Because we're moving forward and we're not praying. We are not praying. So God bless you. And for those on the phone line, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. I'm going to pray for those, even as we pick it up prayerfully in the archives. We're going to pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. My God, we magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. There's none like you. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for this word that you had us release. We thank you for everybody that's came and assembled together on today. We thank you, Lord, for the word, Father God, that went forth into the atmosphere. Even if some did not hear the whole word, even if it wasn't heard by the physical ears, we declare and decree that this word will pierce the spirit of your people in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you on today and we bless your name. We declare and decree, I declare of every person that they are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus and that your word shall prevail over their lives in this season. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And meet us tonight in Elizabeth New Creation Christian Ministries. We will be there at 7:30. This kind of powerful teaching and preaching will continue tonight. We start at 7:30 promptly, and is a word for the Lord, from the Lord to you. We believe we're on a 21-day consecration fast. You can become a part of that because, as my pastor said, in agreement, and we are touching in agreement, turning down our plates, and believing that God will do something awesome in this year of 2013. So meet us. It's been declared the year of hallelujah, commitment, overflow, and obedience. Commitment, obedience, and overflow. That declaration has been declared over the New Creation Church family. And listen, don't be committed to your church. Be committed to the things of God. Don't let someone come and get you off track. Just stay committed. We've been married for over 16 years, and there's been certain things and certain situations that tried to divide us over the years, but be committed to the things of God. There's always going to be another voice in your life, but know the voice of God, amen, and line up your life with obedience and watch the overflow just overtake you and over, in the name of Jesus, overtake your life. So meet us tonight. We'll be there at 7:30. Happy New Year again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
That's something. Wow. I don't know where.